This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former advisor to and longtime supporter of President Trump, Roger Stone, is now in FBI custody, due in court later this morning after an arrest this morning in Florida in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Stone indicted on 7 counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding and making false statements, as well as witness tampering. A defiant Stone saying earlier this week,
"No matter how much pressure they put on me, no matter what they say, I will not bear false witness against Donald Trump. I will not do what Michael Cohen has done and make up lies."
He was speaking there on Fox News. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association voted this week to strike, but after Denver schools request state intervention, a union official says that strike is now on hold. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Getting word that 4 people are dead and another's in the hospital after a shooting in North Georgia a short time ago. Police in Polk County say there are 2 different crime scenes and the shooter is still at large. It's day 35 now of the partial federal government shutdown, and the stalemate continues between Democrats and the White House. President Trump insisting that the Democrats call for billions of dollars for more technology, but not a border wall, won't work.
Any technology works only with the wall. Not going to work otherwise. You need the wall. In fact, a lot of the technology is put on top of the wall.
Around 800,000 impacted federal workers will miss their 2nd paycheck because of the shutdown today. A missing 3-year-old boy in North Carolina, alive and well. He disappeared from his grandmother's yard back on Tuesday, and little Casey Hathaway was found late yesterday. His parents say he came home and immediately wanted to watch Netflix. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At least one member of Congress wants to call the NFL commissioner to testify about a referee blunder. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Democratic Congressman Cedric Richardson of Louisiana says he wants the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to face lawmakers about the infamous non-call of pass interference in the NFC Championship game that many fans believe cost the New Orleans Saints a trip to the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty, and Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
The call on Fox, the Rams went on to an overtime victory. Richmond wants the NFL to make a rule change so it couldn't happen again. The league is considering making all possible pass interference plays subject to review. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation reports American adults will spend an average of $81 for a total of $14.8 billion as they watch the Super Bowl next month. John Clemens has more.
The annual survey taken by the National Retail Federation reports they'll buy food, team jerseys, decorations, or for some, a new TV. Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation tells us about the different segments of Americans.
Well, the biggest spenders are those between the ages of 35 and 44. They're going to spend more than $123 on average, while the lowest spenders are those 65 and older, spend just about $40 on average for the Super Bowl.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. John Zemeric is with us, senior editor of the Stream, stream.org. That's where you can go also for more information. John has been press secretary to pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. A gifted writer, to say the least. He is a poet that some of you didn't know it, but he's also a poet as well. This is... What a skilled writer that he is. And so we appreciate all his work, author and co-author of 6 books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism, which is interesting because we're going to talk about some things Catholic today. Hey, John, welcome. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Well, your book is probably a perfect tie-in to what's been going on with the Covington Catholic boys, huh?
Yeah, it's staggering to me. I've got a piece at stream.org called Should We Ban MAGA Hats on the March for Life?
Yes.
And that feeds into the fact that one of the local bishops there said that if you support Donald Trump, you're not pro-life, because pro-life means open borders, an expansive welfare state, means basically bribing women not to have abortions by offering them just whatever welfare they want in an attempt to persuade them not to have abortions. In other words, the pro-life movement doesn't want to ban abortions. In order to be pro-life, you have to try to solve every single human problem that affects anyone who happens to be alive, and you have to do it by the government. That's the seamless garment that Cardinal Bernardine, a gay rights activist who was Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago, he invented it as a fig leaf for politicians like Mario Cuomo and his son Andrew Cuomo, who want to keep abortion legal but throw money at the Catholic bishops to keep them happy and pay public welfare programs through the church, and the church creams off a good part of it.
Unbelievable. I mean, here is somebody who represents, you know, the institution of the church, which Jesus had established. Wow. I mean, you know, when you hear something like that, you're waiting for, you know, hail and brimstone to come flying out of the skies.
Absolutely. I can't imagine what it's like being a Catholic with one of these bishops in Kentucky who threw their own kids under the bus. Now, the local bishop of Covington, he has not apologized to the students for denouncing his own kids, his own flock, in front of a national audience when they were being unjustly maligned. But he has forbidden anyone at the school, including the students, to talk to the press. I guess when who's that young man that who stood his ground against the drummer?
Was it Stedman?
He went on TV. Well, I'm sure some Democrat congressman got hold of the bishop and said, you know, if you still want your nonprofits to be federal contractors, remember, we Democrats are in the House. Shut those kids up.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
of course, they should defy him. A bishop has no right to do that. This is the Catholic Church, not communist China.
Right, exactly. And, of course, the Dems are going to do everything they can, progressives, to invalidate and shut the mouth. I mean, they like the narrative. They embrace the narrative of what the MAGA hat represented, what those young men were doing. I got to tell you, it was really impressive, that young man standing there and just, seemingly, they said seemingly had a smirk on his face. And I can see, look, if you have a worldview that looks at that and says it's a smirk, but it's also the same worldview that looks at a hat that has a slogan on it that wants to encourage all Americans and America, I guess that's a bad thing, just like saying Merry Christmas, huh?
Smirking while white was not a crime last time I checked. I'm glad this didn't happen to me when I was 17. I would not have been so self-possessed and stoic and steadfast as that young man. He had every right to stand his ground. He had every right to smirk. If he wanted to make fun of the guy banging a drum in his face, he had a right to do that too. And the fact that we are debating whether or not white kids have the right to smile, that's where we are in America now. That's how hateful the left has become. They're trumping up this thing of white privilege, whereby we have a double standard. Anybody who's white is subject to a strict scrutiny because they're supposedly part of some evil racist establishment. So their individual rights, their innocence or guilt, don't matter. It reminds me of what they did in Jim Crow, where any black person was under strict scrutiny. And if he looked crooked at a white woman, he could end up in jail or at the end of a rope. That's what they're trying to whip up. The Germans did it to the Jews. The Hutus did it to the Tutsis. Mm-hmm. The Serbs did it to the Kosovar Albanians. This is racism. The thing that masquerades as anti-racism is, in fact, racism.
And the thing that's amazing is that when you see the video in context, in its totality, it is clear that Nathan Phillips, the Native American, was the aggressor. I mean, it wasn't like the kids ran to him. He went over to them and confronted them. And it was interesting. The kids, if you watch the kids around as well, John, it, like the kids were going along. I mean, they were kind of like keeping the drum beat, you know, clapping their hands. And they weren't, I didn't see any mocking taking place. But I thought it was quite curious that Nathan Phillips somehow, you know, when he was talking to CNN, felt threatened.
Do you know that he also, an hour before or 2 hours before, or maybe it was the day before, he tried to invade the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception and disrupt the mass for the March for Life. He and a bunch of activists with drums tried to break into the cathedral and disrupt a Catholic religious service, but they were kept out by security.
Well, this is a gentleman, and sad to say, being a Marine, that he is a former Marine who has tried to rob other people's honor by suggesting he was a Vietnam vet, Vietnam-era vet, but never went to Vietnam, claimed to be some sort of recon ranger, but actually, according to his DD-2, that he was a refrigerator mechanic.
That's right, with lots of AWOLs.
Yeah, with three AWOLs on top of that. So, you know, I got to tell you, one thing, I am really surprised that, the people that he represents, that they haven't said something, you know, in much the same way that they would have said to Elizabeth Warren, that they don't want to be misrepresented in what he's doing.
Go ahead. Indian tribes have come out and condemned his actions.
Good.
And distanced themselves from him.
Well,
yeah, they have.
They should. They should, because this is not representative of, you know, the Native Americans that I know, and somebody who is doing something like this and then putting out, you know, false information and adding to the false narrative here. Of course, like we say, the people on the left and even these celebrities, after seeing the facts, they don't even have the dignity, John, or the class to come back and say, okay, hey, we got it wrong. We're sorry.
Yeah, one out of three Native Americans is a Christian. I don't think they would approve of other Native Americans using their tribal, you know, gear and drums to disrupt the mass at the cathedral. I mean, I've been to to the most beautiful church I've ever been to in America, San Javier del Doc, outside of Tucson, Arizona. It's on an Indian reservation, and much of the congregation are Native Americans. I don't think they would appreciate this activist coming in and disrupting their religious services. It's called sacrilege. It's called religious bigotry.
Well, John, I'll tell you, I am increasingly disturbed, as you are, that, you know, the adults, I mean, even, you know, the priests and the bishops in the area, not supporting, even after getting the full story for, you know, whatever, if it's fear of, you know, losing some sort of tax exemption or whatever it is. I mean, in the history of America, no church has lost its tax exemption. It's always one of those threats.
It's not tax exemption. It's much worse than that. 40% of the budget of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, 40% is federal government contracts, most of it for immigrants.
Okay. All right.
So that's it. It's all about the money. Follow the money.
John Zemerica is with us. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Dr. John Zemarek from The Stream continues. John, to wrap up this situation with, you know, Covington, with Covington High School, the threats upon the kids and the school, I mean, this is absolutely disgusting, especially in light of the fact that it's clear there was a false narrative out there. The media, they were kind of like ripe. They were nonstop on jumping on stuff, whether it had anything to do with Trump whatsoever. They got a big bruise all over their face over the BuzzFeed deal, and even the Russian, the Manchurian candidate for Russia that they accused Trump of. How embarrassing! And of course, let's cap it off with the third event, with what happened with these young men there in Washington, D.C.
What was the third event? You mean
the Covington High School? Yes.
Right. Well, you know what's scary is how many on the left are doubling down. Yes. They're saying these kids deserve it for being white and upper middle class and going to a private school and supporting Donald Trump. They're saying basically anybody who fits that description deserves to be harassed, punched, persecuted. They're declaring civil war on the other half of the country. Right. And I would just like to point out, they're declaring civil war on the half of the country that has firearms, that believes in an afterlife, and that is used to hunting. They really ought to rethink that one.
Exactly. Well, and beyond, slugging and beating up and pummeling, putting in, let's put them in a wood chipper head first, right?
Oh, yeah, let's have a school. One leftist called for a school shooting at Covington High School. That's how psychotic these people are. They really are mirroring the rhetoric of the Nazis when they were building up to Kristallnacht, when they were getting people ready for the Holocaust. You first dehumanize them. You make them. You show that they're weak. You show that they can't defend themselves, that their own leaders won't defend them, will throw them under the bus. That's blood in the water to the hate mob that the left is not just trying to build. The left is becoming a hate mob. The left is becoming an organized activist hate group. Antifa is the new face of the Democrat Party.
John, this is scary. I mean, what are we looking at here? I mean, we've talked from time to time that there was a potential revolution, a nonviolent revolution that was around the corner, but they're really amping this up. I mean, you're going to have people coming back to say enough of this stuff, and beyond standing their ground, they're going to move forward here. Unlike this young man that I think was an incredible example. I, like you, I put myself in his shoes. I said, would I have had the wherewithal, to have somebody get into my face like that? And then even afterwards, when he was in that interview, I think it was CBS interview, that he said, I respect, Nathan Phillips. I respect his right to free speech and expression of his constitutional rights. I mean, wow. I mean, this is one exceptional kid that the school itself should be proud of, and other Catholics should be proud of, in saying, wow, here it is. You've got somebody on the Native American activist side representing Native America who looks like a knucklehead, and then you have this 17-year-old junior in high school that has a lot more class, clearly in contrast to what the other person was showing.
Yeah, I want to know, what was that kid supposed to do?
Yes.
Was he supposed to kneel down and worship the guy? Was he supposed to pour gasoline over himself and set himself on fire to atone for the sins of the white man? What was he supposed to do? Ask any leftist, if they complain about this kid, what was he supposed to do? What would you expect your son to do?
John, I don't
know. They don't have an answer.
I don't know if you had this question, but one of the first questions I had was, where are the chaperones? I didn't see any chaperones coming. I mean, this thing took place. It was about 20 minutes that this thing took place. And I'm going, where are the chaperones to protect these kids?
Yeah, these kids were just waiting for the bus.
Right.
They were waiting for the bus. So apparently you can't wait for the bus and smile in America if you're a Trump supporter, if you're white, if you're Christian, if you're pro-life.
Right.
It's really, really, it's reaching genocidal levels of hatred.
No question. No question.
And it's going to get ugly.
Very dangerous. I also want to talk to you about Ben Shapiro's comment that absolutely exploded the heads of the left. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, I've got a piece at stream.org called Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, baby Hitler, and what would Hitler do? Ben Shapiro made a great speech at the March for Life. God bless Ben Shapiro. I was so glad he appeared there. Gave a great speech, and one thing he said was, sometimes in college ethics classes, the professors pose goofball questions. Like, if you had a time machine and you could go back in time and kill Hitler as a baby to prevent World War II and the Holocaust, would that be the right thing to do? Well, Shapiro, knowing that young people in his audience probably get posed that question.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, no. This is a fellow who's an Orthodox Jew. He probably lost family members in the Holocaust. But he was principled enough to say, no, we don't kill babies. We don't kill baby anyone. Hitler, when he was a baby, was still innocent. Now, presumably, in 1938, when he was putting people in camps, I don't think Ben Shapiro would have any trouble shooting Hitler because he was already a tyrant.
Exactly.
You don't kill someone when they're innocent to prevent harm to society that you think is going to happen. That killing baby Hitler is the kind of thing adult Hitler would do. In fact, he claimed to do that. He claimed that Jews were a threat to society. I think he really believes that in his sick way. And he claimed and believed that by wiping them out, he was like, it was the equivalent of curing tuberculosis or typhoid. Mm-hmm. So that monstrous false belief drove Hitler to kill the innocent. But it gets worse. It gets worse. When you ever heard of the best-selling book Freakonomics?
Yes, exactly.
The authors celebrate Roe versus Wade because they claim it diminished the crime rate by killing off the poor. I can't believe this is taken seriously, but you know what? The authors of Roe v. Wade believe that. According to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the main motives for Roe v. Wade, and I'm going to quote her now, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of, unquote.
Exactly.
What the hell does that mean? It means black people in the ghetto, Hispanics in the ghetto.
Exactly. And that's why Planned Parenthood finds itself, in most cases, in the ghetto amongst the blacks, and why, you know, what, 40% of abortions have been done on blacks, as Ben Carson says, it is absolute genocide.
Every week, Planned Parenthood kills more black people than the Ku Klux Klan did in its entire history.
Yeah. And what you're talking about in terms of referring even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, let's go back. Let's go back to Margaret Sanger. I mean, she was a eugenicist. I mean, this is what she promoted. I mean, she'd be absolutely proud that her vision is being, brought us, Planned Parenthood brought us Roe v. Wade, and she's probably turning in her grave because she's feeling the threat, because women and America are waking up to the truth of abortion, are they not?
Yeah, I think they are. I think everybody ought to Google black genocide. There's a powerful film out there called MAFA 21, M-A-A, F as in Frank A, MAFA 21, Black Genocide, and it's incredibly powerful, and it shows you the deeply racist eugenicist roots of Planned Parenthood and how one of the main reasons it was founded was to keep blacks under control and keep their numbers down. And Margaret Sanger even addressed a Ku Klux Klan rally to try to recruit them for her cause. She says that in her own autobiography.
Right, eight times.
Really?
She was invited. Yes, exactly. It is astounding. And it's also, what's even more astounding, is that black America in double-digit numbers, even though Donald Trump made an impact because he went to him and said, hey, look at what have you got to lose? But black America continues to vote for the very people that have promoted this genocide upon their people.
And unfortunately, it's a lot of Hispanics vote against their own church for pro-abortion candidates. In fact, this horrible law that just passed in New York. I grew up in New York. I was a member of the Right to Life Party. The pro-life was a pretty strong political movement there before the state was flooded with low-skill immigrants who benefit from welfare programs. And who supported that? The Catholic bishops. And now they're complaining about, you know, partial birth abortion and live birth abortion being made legal in New York State. Well, they helped bring that about with their crazy open borders policy that they do exclusively to make money from the government and fill the pews temporarily before the immigrants leave the church, too.
Exactly. And 25% of Hispanic families are affected by abortion. These are the numbers, the latest numbers that we have. It is most incredible. Dr. John's America, I'm Bill Martinez live. John, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You too.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former advisor to and longtime supporter of President Trump, Roger Stone, is now in FBI custody, due in court later this morning after an arrest this morning in Florida in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Stone indicted on 7 counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding and making false statements, as well as witness tampering. A defiant Stone saying earlier this week in a TV appearance,
"No matter how much pressure they put on me, no matter what they say, I will not bear false witness against Donald Trump. I will not do what Michael Cohen has done and make up lies."
He was speaking there on Fox News. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association voted this week to strike, but after Denver schools request state intervention, a union official says that strike is now on hold. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, good to have you with us. It's another wonderful day here in God's country, you know, as we continue to fight the good fight of faith and you know, doing everything we can to get this country back on track. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be joining up with Jeff Cruer. He's doing his show live as well. Jeff, of course, the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans Zone, political columnist, TV radio show host, and author of America's Last Chance, going to be talking about what it's going to take for Donald Trump to win in 2020. Jeff, are we joined up with you now?
Hey, Jeff, get ready for it.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Adam, we're ready to connect with Bill Martinez.
Here we go. This is live radio, both sides from Louisiana, and I'm here in Los Angeles and all over the country. So we're hooked up now with the Cajun Crusher. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good. I enjoy this time together to be able to share live and you live with our audience and me with yours. It's just really good fun to be able to connect. I love your commentary this week about, you know, what Donald Trump has to do to win in 2020. As the Democrats are all lining up, it's, you know, we'll probably end up with, you know, maybe a couple of dozen Democrats before it's over. What do you think?
I'm looking at a list of 36.
And, oh, wow.
It could be growing, Bill. I mean, it just is, it's unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a race start this early. And I've never seen so many candidates want to run for president. So it's going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we'll find out, you know, because Mueller's really not doing his job, and it doesn't seem like anybody else is interested in the voter fraud that's been taking place. You know, what kind of voter fraud are they going to come up with for 2020?
Oh, it's going to be off the charts. I think there was a lot of voter fraud in the last election, and
no question.
I agree with you. I don't think people are looking into it. And, you know, the president tried to put a commission together to investigate it, and he couldn't get cooperation, so they had to disband it. And you would think a Justice Department would be on top of that issue, but I don't know. I mean, maybe with the new Attorney General, we'll have a vigorous investigation of voter fraud. But I have my concerns even about him, Bill.
Yeah, well, it's I agree with you. I've got my concerns as well. I mean, the way he talks about Bob Mueller and all that we know about Bob Mueller, you know, John Milkovich has written an outstanding book on Mueller and his involvement with 9/11, you know, his obstruction with the Pan Am 103 flight. I mean, Whitey Bulger, you go on. In the midst of all the obstruction, everything is Bob Mueller. And, you know, when he talks of him in, you know, rather lauding praises and, you know, that sort of thing, and you go, you know, it's just bothered me because, you know, when you consider the man's career and what he's done on behalf of we the people, I mean, this guy's, he is locked in with the deep state. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, definitely. And we've been talking on my program this morning about how, you know, all these Trump associates are being targeted for all these various quote-unquote crimes, none of it having to do with Russian collusion, lying, and other charges. And all these things concerning Hillary Clinton swept under the rug, Hillary Clinton's associates given immunity. It's just such a double standard, and I don't think they'll ever go after Hillary Clinton.
I think it's all a ruse. Yeah, it's all a ruse. And, you know, and the thing is, see, the difference between the Republicans and Democrats, Republicans know there's a lot of trouble here in River City where they're doing everything they can to, you know, and I'm going to talk about the establishment Republicans because we know some of those, you know, have kind of exited stage left. That's fine. Maybe they'll find their way and trying to compete against Donald Trump, you know, for the Republican nomination, but that's not going to happen. But still, hey, look it. They didn't help the cause. But for the most part, the spirit of the Republicans is, hey, let's get this country back on track and let's not get distracted. Now, the Democrats have a chance to legislate, but, you know, we're seeing already what's going on. They're going to do everything they can to obfuscate, to, you know, block what Trump is doing, challenge him on the wall because he made a promise, and God forbid that a politician would make a promise and actually see it through, right?
Right. Well, and that's one of my columns. And I looked at what happened in the past when we had a Republican presidential candidate make a promise and he didn't fulfill that promise, and that was George H.W. Bush.
Sure.
When he promised no new taxes, read my lips, no new taxes. And, of course, he raised taxes. The voters threw him out. President Trump promised to build the wall, and he's trying to fulfill that promise, and everyone is throwing obstacles in front of him. My recommendation to him, Bill, is to just go ahead and do it. Declare a national emergency and start building the wall and take on whatever kind of legal challenges you got to take on. But at least you'd be making some concrete steps in that direction.
Exactly, because Nancy Pelosi has made it clear. I mean, the other day she said, OK, I'll give you your $5.18 billion, but you're not building any wall. And of course, now the other thing, too. And immersed in all this with the government shutdown, Jeff, and, you know, the mainstream media is not reporting on this, and that is that twice now the Republicans have voted to pay these non-essential employees of the government, 800,000 non-essential employees. They said, hey, we'll pay them. They've presented a bill, and the Democrats have shot it down twice now.
Right. Because they want the talking point that it's the Trump shutdown and Trump is pushing for the wall and they don't care about these 800,000 people.
Of course. I mean, yeah, but listen to what they say and what the mainstream media is doing. I mean, exactly to your point. You know, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, they're not putting their money where their mouth is. Actually, they're putting their money in fundraising. See, they're utilizing everything about the wall, this whole mantra, you know, Nancy Pelosi stopping the president from, giving the State of the Union address in the chamber, all this stuff. This is all fundraising fodder.
And And Bill, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was disappointed that the president just didn't go ahead and have a State of the Union address next Tuesday, find another venue. And
do it out of Yankee Stadium or something.
Yeah, come down to the Superdome down here.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
Some big arena where you have lots of supporters there, and you lay out your agenda, and the media will have to cover it. The Trump-hating media would cover that.
Yeah.
So I think
he could come there to the Superdome, Jeff. Yeah, he could come there to the Superdome. He just can't bring any of the NFL, referees with him.
Right. Well, we need to get away from all this horrible NFL coverage, and that would give us a little distraction from how we were robbed last Sunday there, Bill.
Oh, that was brutal. No doubt. I mean, and even for the NFL, to come in and say, yeah, we blew it. But, what's the recourse here? And, and the tough thing, too, is for the Rams, are they going to forever? I mean, if they win the Super Bowl, is there going to be an asterisk there, right?
No. Well, and the thing about it is we've felt that Roger Goodell has sort of been after the Saints for a while. This whole bounty gate thing we thought was unfair. Right. Now this is a situation where he's not responding. It just seems like the deck is stacked against the Saints within the NFL, and I think a lot of fans are really tired of it. We're actually boycotting the Super Bowl this year.
Right. Well, again, I think it's obvious that, all football fans and anybody that even isn't a fan that saw what happened, that's a tough deal. It's a tough break for the Saints. But look, they're a great organization. Drew Brees and company, a great team. They're so exceptional. And, every team comes with, a little bit of controversy. Hey, that's football. And, hopefully next year we'll solve that. Go ahead.
Yeah, even though the Rams are going, I don't see them beating Tom Brady. So I'm still predicting the Patriots are going to win.
The Patriots. Well, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out, of course. A couple weeks away from Super Bowl 53. Real quick to wrap things up here, Jeff. We got about a minute left together, and I always appreciate this time. What did you make of this whole fiasco with the media? I mean, they've so exposed themselves with this Covington High School fiasco and this narrative that they want to push on everybody, another lie.
It's been absolutely terrible. My kids have gone to that pro-life march that the Covington Catholic kids were involved in up there, and they did nothing wrong. They showed poise and grace. They were calm in the face of this guy, banging a drum in their face. And the narrative was that somehow they were disrespectful. It was a lie. And the media, once again, engaged in a total fraud, media malpractice, once again.
Exactly.
And they doxed these kids. Their names were released, and they've been threatened. And, Bill, the really thing that upsets me is a lot of these folks making these threats, they're still on social media. They haven't been removed. Their accounts are still active today.
Yeah, amazing. Well,
question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
They based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And as promised, we've got Abby Johnson with us. Abby's story is quite acclaimed, and you've heard it many times as she's been on with us. You know, for 8 years, she worked her way up the ranks in Planned Parenthood, rising to the rank of clinic director, but became increasingly uncomfortable with the organization, its method, and its goals. And despite this, she stayed with Planned Parenthood and strove to help the women who came to her clinic. All of that changed on September the 26th, 2009, when Abby was asked to assist with an ultrasound-guided abortion. Abby, there's nothing like the truth to set you free, is it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's what I saw.
Yeah, here you saw it, and all these years you were counseling women, your fellow sisters, in dealing with the guidance that Planned Parenthood had given you. But suddenly, the truth created a conflict. I mean, you realized that you didn't have the whole truth.
Yeah, I mean, once I saw what took place on the ultrasound monitor, I knew that there was humanity in the womb. I knew that I'd been lied to, that this was a unique, unrepeatable human being in the womb, and that its life was being taken by abortion. And so I realized I was on the wrong side of this debate and had to leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, and since then, you've become an advocate for life, and this coming weekend, you're going to be involved for the Walk for Life, West Coast San Francisco, which will take place this coming Saturday, right?
That's right. I'm speaking there, and actually leaving to go to San Francisco tonight. So, yeah.
Well, Abby, we've come such a long way since then, since Roe v. Wade 46 years ago. And, you know, here it is with all that we've learned, the empirical evidence, 60 million babies plus aborted later. And but the fight continues right now between what the left is calling, you know, the reproductive rights for women. But in that process, they ignore the rights of the unborn child.
Yeah, I think we saw that particularly in New York on the 22nd. you know, it's what happened in New York, you know, legalizing abortion through birth in New York State is not unlike what we see in other states, New Mexico, New Hampshire, Colorado. There's many other states that have the same sort of abortion laws. I think what we saw in New York was just the depravity of our current society. You know, the One World Tower being lit up pink over the celebration of this law being passed. I'm thinking, like, do you understand what you're celebrating? I mean, do you understand that a baby at 40 weeks gestation can now be killed in your state? How is that anything to celebrate? The disconnect of these people in, you know, who support abortion, and particularly those that supported that law, it's so deep, and truly it's evil.
You feel like, in some sense, Abby, that they're denying the truth and they're actually running away from it, because if they really, I mean, I don't know how you ignore the empirical evidence. The Gosnell movie, which was out recently, is now gone to DVD, gives you a pretty clear understanding of what's going on. It doesn't take a genius to go and Google the abortion process and to see what you saw 8 years ago, what Max, actually it's been 8+ years, when you saw and witnessed what went on in an abortion process. So to remain blatantly ignorant about this, I mean, at some point we're going to have to reconcile, because that's what's happening. That's why hearts are changing, is because women after an abortion in many cases realize that, you know, there was something not right, even though the government and other people would say, hey, this is legal. In some cases, they even say safe and legal. I say not so safe, because if it was so safe and legal, why is it that these states are making these clinics make sure that they have access to a hospital or medical center, or they cannot perform abortions, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole safe, legal, and rare debate has sort of flown out the window. Now it's all about access. So access, no matter if it's safe for women. We know abortion is never safe for the baby. But it's just about sheer access. So if women bleed to death on the table, well, at least she was able to find an accessible abortion clinic. You know, in New York now and in California, we have non-physicians, so we have nurses now who are able to provide abortion. Certainly, nurses who are not skilled surgeons, who are not trained in surgery, that's not going to be the safest route for a woman to take when she's having a surgical procedure, yet that's now acceptable. But you know what, we see a lot of things throughout history and our laws that, slavery was legal, but it wasn't right. Right. It wasn't moral. So laws change, and laws change with morality and what's accepted by society. And it's time for society to look this evil in the face and say no more.
And call it for what it is. This whole idea of the women's reproductive rights, what right is there ever included in our Constitution that comes at the expense of another? That, you know, to me, that's such a false—it's a false negative, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, you know, I know the saying that women have a constitutional right to abortion. It really boggles the mind, because you don't have a constitutional right to own a slave. Okay, you don't, in any other circumstance, have a constitutional right to dehumanize an entire segment of people in order to take their lives and take ownership of them. That our laws have not caught up, our Constitution has not caught up with what's right and what's moral and what should be permissible, and they haven't caught up with science. So we're really behind, actually, as far as first world countries go, we are far behind. Most first world countries ban abortion past 12 weeks.
Exactly.
And now I'm not saying that's acceptable, but they recognize that the humanity of the child in the womb, you cannot strip away that humanity past 12 weeks.
Exactly.
Here we are legalizing abortion through the date of birth.
Right.
In the United States, it just shows how far behind we are when it comes to our understanding of science and logic and reason.
And it's amazing, too, because progressives will tout science when it's convenient for them and ignore it when it's not, and it doesn't coincide with their agenda. And this is exactly what they're doing, where other, you know, countries, as you say, look at America and wonder, you know, wow, you know how extreme, when they're looking at the science and seeing what's going on. And I would say as they continue to be enlightened by the information, and I would even say even the anecdotal and emotional experience of those who have gone through the abortion process, that 12-week is going to look like you know, our current standard, and they're going to have to move it back, because we know a lot happens, you know, even before that 12-week in terms of the defined humanity of that baby.
Right, exactly. One thing that has been, I guess, a little encouraging when, you know, with concerning all this New York stuff is I have seen a lot of people who support abortion saying, whoa, that's really too far. That's really too much. And that's a good sign to me, because most people who claim to be pro-choice do have a limit, right? There are very few pro-choicers who say, yes, I believe abortion for any reason is perfectly fine up until the date of birth. Most people who are pro-choice say viability. That's the point when abortion is no longer okay. So I hope that maybe some sort of silver lining that comes through this law in New York is that pro-choicers are sort of taken aback by it and are able to say, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
Right.
And maybe that's enough to sort of start chipping at the callus surrounding their heart, and to really prick their conscience, to get them to start really thinking about, you know, what is the difference between a baby at 24 weeks and a baby at 6 weeks?
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we will see some progress in that department.
Well, we know coming up in March of this year, and we were talking about your story. Your story is going to be seen on the big screen called Unplanned, Abby. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's really exciting. The movie is completed. It's beautifully done. And I have to say, it does not sugarcoat abortion. There has been no other movie done like this one. We really push the boundaries here. We show the truth of what abortion is, not exaggerated, not dramatized. This is the reality of what abortion is. You're going to see what takes place with the baby in the womb. You're going to see what takes place in these women. You're going to see the manipulation of the abortion industry in a way that has never been shown before. And I have to say, there will be nobody who walks out of the theater after seeing this film and says, well, I just didn't know.
Right.
Well, you will know exactly what happened. And I believe that this film, and I'm trying to toot my own horn, but really I believe that the raw, just grittiness and the truth of abortion that's going to be shown in this film, I think that it does have the possibility to really change our culture.
Well, we can hope and pray that that would be the case, Abby. And as you say, we've been chipping away at the false narrative for 46 years now. And, you know, a movie like yours, Unplanned, which is coming in March 2019, of course, we're going to continue to talk about it. Hopefully we can have you back right before the release, because we need to keep this dialogue going to make sure that people continue to stay, you know, abreast and educated of, you know, on abortion, because, you know, the left, they're going to push back really hard to do everything they can to blunt the narrative here. So, Abby Johnson, again, we're grateful for your time. Thank you so much. And, of course, all the best come Saturday for the Walk for Life there, West Coast, Walk for Life West Coast, San Francisco on Saturday.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio.